Josh Wolf says it is his constitutional right not to disclose his unpublished materials or his sources. Wolf faces up to 18 months in prison for refusing to hand over video footage of last year's G8 protest in San Francisco to a federal grand jury. Wolf says he's ready to go to jail to defend his constitutional rights.
I am prepared to go to jail if I'm found in contempt. It is the First Amendment rights of a journalist to be able to protect their unpublished material. Otherwise, this trust relationship, which is essential to the practices of journalism, it's just not possible. And without that trust, without the ability to practice journalism, then do you really still have a democracy?
The federal grand jury is investigating an alleged burning of a police car during last year's G8 protest in San Francisco, where a police officer was also hospitalized. Attorneys for Josh Wolf say vandalism of a police car is a state matter, not a federal matter. But prosecutors say it is a federal matter because the police receive federal dollars. Wolf's attorneys say federal prosecutors are working with local police to crack down on political dissidents. Carlos Villarreal, executive director for the National Lawyers Guild in San Francisco, says the case against Josh Wolf is important for press freedom.
It is about a free and independent media. It is about a Justice Department that has no respect for justice and an executive branch that tries to convince us that the only way to preserve freedom is for us to enjoy less and less of it. It is about taking the free and independent media and turning it into an arm of the government as opposed to a check of and balance to the government.
According to Villarreal, arguments over Wolf's First Amendment rights weren't disputed, but the judge was interested in hearing arguments over Wolf's Fifth Amendment rights of self-incrimination. Wolf says his videotape doesn't have the information the grand jury is looking for.
If you watch my published video from the G8 Solidarity protest from July 8th of last year, you will hear an unidentified officer shouting to the crowd, "Leave, or you're going to be fucking blasted. I'm a Fed motherfucker." As an independent journalist, I am protected by the California Shield Law from having to disclose my unpublished material. However, there is no federal shield law that protects journalists, and the government is exploiting this fact by circumventing state law through the use of the federal grand jury. If the federal government can trump these state protections in the case of the alleged vandalism of an SFPD police car, a city police car, then what other state policies might be trampled by this broad interpretation of the law?
The Grand Jury Resistance Project said that within the past 2 years, grand juries have been used to suppress and incarcerate over 60 activists in the Northwest. San Francisco supervisors Ross Mercurimi and Chris Daly have proposed local legislation condemning what they say is federal grand jury interference in a local investigation. The board is expected to vote on it next week. Wolf's next hearing for refusing to comply with a grand jury will be on August 1st. Reporting for KPFA News in San Francisco, I'm Christina Onnestad.